Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, May 24th. The grains closed mixed with July corn up 9¾ cents at 587¼, July wheat down 16 cents at 606¼, and July beans up 2 cents at 1324½. Corn was strong all day here today, ran into a little bit of resistance at 590. But still a pretty decent close out here. Obviously, the warm weather and the forecast for continuing dry weather with temperatures warming up over the weekend into the high 80s and low 90s got the market a little bit excited here. And with the funds short, it certainly made sense that we'd be higher. Surprising thing is the wheat really took it on the chin. Chicago wheat down 16 cents at 606¼. July Kansas City wheat down 29¼ at 812¼. I guess the market thinks that the rains that have fallen in Kansas and Oklahoma in the last few days are going to somehow really help this crop. I think it'll help it to some extent, but maybe not this much out here. The dollar was strong, up 37 ticks again. So traded, closed at 103. I think it'll be up 40 at 103.79. I think that weighed on the wheat a little bit too. Plus, you know, more and more talk about imports into the U.S. from Germany and Poland. There may be four shipments coming in, and I guess that and the rain spooked the wheat market out here. But the beans, at one point, were about 15 higher, broke. We're down about 6-7 cents at one point, and then rallied 12 cents in the last hour to close up 2 cents. The meal was down 4.20. Funds getting out a long meal there, and oil was up a little bit, up 24 ticks with some short covering there. Tomorrow they're looking for 275 on the wheat exports. Corn, they're looking for a net zero, but the range is 400 minus to 400 plus. The beans are looking for 375. Again, a big range, minus 50 to 800 positive. I think it'll be toward the lower end. We still have no resolution of the drought. The debt crisis out here. The Dow Jones is rallied 130 points off its lows, but it's still down 174. That would indicate that there's more concern about the President and Congress not being able to come to any agreement on the debt. But on the other hand, silver's down 45 cents, gold's down 12 bucks, Bitcoin's down 955, which indicates nobody's too concerned about a debt crisis out there. So, you know, a lot of mixed signals out here. The cattle were down sharply. Fat cattle rallied 2.5 bucks off the lows. Feeders rallied about 3 bucks off its lows. So it's been kind of a wild day here. We'll see what tomorrow brings. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.